So almost Chanukah, Bez Hashem. You see in Ma'oz Tzur, Ma'oz Tzur Yishuasi, L'chan El Shabayach, Tikon Beis Tfilasi, that Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem Toidin is a Beach. And we'll bring in Korban Toidah. Le'is tachin matbeach mitzar ha-menabeach. At the time that we fix the matbeach, this is the kitchen, mitzar ha-menabeach, from the tzar who groans at us, which is our enemy, az egmar b'shir mizmor, then I'll be able to complete Chanukah samizbeach. Very interesting what it means, le'ez tachin matbeach, mitzah ha-menabeach. Az egmor v'shem mizmor, then I'll be able to complete the Chanukah samizbeach. We sing it like, you know, no problem. Could use a hezbe. Let's begin with a maisa, which I heard from my Rebbe, which he heard from his Rebbe, which goes back to the source of this maisa. And the big tzaddik, his yotzei was a couple weeks ago. His name was Shalom Kamaker. Kamaker was a big guy in Nigla Benister, and he was Yedidei Nefesh with the Divrei Chaim from Sanz. Before, in his earlier years, he was Talmud by the Rav Shitzer. And after the Histalkus of the Rav Shitzer, Zera Kodesh, so he became a Talmud by the Sar Shalom from Belz. There's a Maisa I'm just remembering now with the Divrei Chaim and Shalom Kamaker. That one time the Divrei Chaim was davening from the Amud, and I forget the entire Maisa, but he had a certain Giloy to him. He had mentioned that when he davens for the Amen at certain times, so he sees the Zera Kodesh in front of him. The Zera Kodesh had a way, the Rosh Hashanah had a way of appearing to Tzaddikim, his children, his Talmidim, even after he passed away, he would come to them. So Shalom Kamaker heard this comment from the Divrei Chaim, and he was very upset about this. He says, how come my friend the Divrei Chaim, the Rosh Hashanah comes to him, it doesn't come to me? He was very disturbed by that. The Divrei Chaim told him, he said in the Shar Falashin, he said to him that after the Rav Shitzer passed away, you went to the Sar Shalom, so you have a new Rebbe. For me, after the Heilige Rav passed away, I didn't take any new Rebbes for myself. So he still comes to me, doesn't come to you, you insulted the Rav. I don't know what that means exactly, it's a very deep Chassidus Shemaisa. But the Divrei Chaim used to say, he used to refer to the Zera Kodesh as the Heilige Rav. He didn't call him Rebbe. He used to say, because a Rebbe is only a title you give to somebody that you could be masik them, that you have some type of a hasag in them. He says, but by me, I don't have no hasag in the ways of the Rav Shitzer. He was very mysterious in his Avodas Hashem. So he never referred to him as my Rebbe. He always called him the Heilige Rav. So getting back to our story, so after the passing of the Rav Shitzer, so, Rav Shalom Kamaker went to the Sar Shalom from Belz to be a Talmud by him. And the Sar Shalom from Belz, he told Rav Shalom Kamaker that he should prepare himself for 3 days, because after 3 days he's going to reveal to him a very deep secret. So Rav Shalom Kamaker, he did whatever Hachan needed to know. I don't know why. He fasted, he learned, he was terrible, 1,000 mikvahs. I have no idea what he did. But he prepared himself for 3 days. And after 3 days, the Kamakarov received the secret from the Sar Shalom from Belz about Shas Misa, the proper kavana that a person has, al pi Kabbalah, al pi Chassidus, al pi Pnimis HaTorah. With what kavana a Jew goes b'Shas Misa before Hashem? So, the Sar Shalom's wife, Rebbetzin Malka was a very big tzaddikus, one of the great tzaddikuses in history. They said that all the madrigas with the Sar Shalom from Bells had, she shared with him equally in those madrigas. They said about the relationship between the Sar Shalom from Bells and his Rebbetzin, that it was me'ein adam arishin kodem achet. So she turned to Rav Shalom Kamaker and she said to him, like jokingly, after like the Sar Shalom was meiser these kavanas of Mesiras Nefesh to Rav Shalom Kamaker, he said, you see such amazing things you receive here. Did you ever even hear of such things in Rafshitz, when you're in Rafshitz? Did they even teach you such things like that? As if to say, like, you know, this is the place to be. So Shalom Kamaker said, let me tell you something about Bells, about Rafshitz. So there was once on the Arab Shabbos, we were by the Rafshitz, me and my friend, the Devi Chaim, and we were in the kitchen, we were preparing potatoes, the covered Shabbos. That's what they used to do in Rafshitz. They used to work in the kitchen with Talmidim. So it says that we were busy preparing the potatoes for Kavod Shabbos, and we were schmoozing, the Devi Chaim and I were schmoozing the Devi Torah, peeling potatoes. So he says the Rafshitzer was passing through the kitchen, and he noticed that we were peeling potatoes. So he stuck his head in between us as he was passing through the kitchen. And at that moment that he was passing through the kitchen while we were peeling potatoes, he told us the secret of Kabbalah's Kavanah B'Shas Misa. And then he kept going. He just passed by. So I already knew the secret from the Rafshitzer. I didn't say anything. I already was mekabel the secret from the Rafshitzer while he was passing through the kitchen while we were peeling potatoes. It was a very deep Misa. And it shares a lot about Avodas Hashem Bechlal. The different drachim that tzaddikim had in Avodas Hashem. It reveals one of the mysteries and the secrets in the way that the Kaddish, the Rafshitzer taught unassumingly in a certain way in Avodas Hashem. The Kedushas Levi says, in Taichis the Gemara, La'olam yilmod adam or yasa adam shalai lishma. Shemitayach shalai lishma balishma. So there's a way of Avodas Hashem called shalai lishma, and from there a person comes to lishma. Of course we understand that shalai lishma means if a person serves Hashem in order to have schar, olam haba, then he should be called baby, people should give him kavod, v'chulei. Eventually, a person is supposed to come to a madriga where he's not oivin almanas the kabbal pras, rather shaloi almanas the kabbal pras. He's able to meet oivin me'ava, shaloi. The shema brings him to the dag of the shema. Kedushas Levi, he reveals a taich in this chazal, which is very unique, a big chiddush in how to understand this chazal. He says that although it would seem from the pashup shat that it's teaching us a mahalach and avodas Hashem through the course of one's life, that in his younger years he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalai Lishma and he matures and he's Zeichet to Meichen the Godless as opposed to the Meichen the Kadness, he's able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishma. Kedushas Levi says that it's even talking to big tzaddikim, that this idea of La'olam means eternally, that there's a lesson here in Avodas Hashem which applies to big tzaddikim and young tzaddikim. And he says that a way that a person goes about his machama against the Yitzhahara, we have to know that the Yitzhahara, a person needs a lot of chachma in order to sidekick, to be able to overcome the Yitzhahara. And he says that sometimes if a person has an opportunity to do a big mitzvah, which is called the Shema, and he really wants to do it L'Shem Shemayim, so the Yitzhahara tries to stop him and to get into his way, to not allow him to do a very big thing. This is the etzah that many tzaddikim give. Therefore, when a person is coming to do something which is of tremendous proportion, a person should speak to himself that he's going to do it shalol lishma. And if the Yitzhahara sees that a person has kavana shalol lishma, then he's not going to make such a melchama against him. It's only when something is really built up and a person feels like he's going to do something very big, and he's going to do it with a lot of mysterious nefesh and a lot of kavanah lishma, Does the Yitzhahara come to make a mikshel because he sees the magnitude of what a person is about to do? Like along the lines of which Chazal say that if a person says he's going to do something, even a mitzvah, that the dibur itself can cause him that he shouldn't be able to do it. Like a Maaser Shehaya with myself, I had mentioned that there was somebody who had, I relayed a message to my Rebbe that a certain friend of mine was going to come to a certain, I forget it was to a Tish Friday night or a certain Chabur with the Rebbe, I don't remember. And he had told me to tell the Rebbe that he was going to come. And then when he saw the Rebbe, he said also he was going to come. So it turned out that he didn't show up. So later the Rebbe said to me, he said, what happened to Ploni? How come he didn't come? So I said, I don't know, I'm not sure why he didn't make it. He said he was coming, didn't make it. So the Rebbe said to me, I'll tell you why he didn't come. He didn't come because he said so many times he was coming. Because he said he was coming, that's why it didn't work out. Many times when we express certain things, or megalu them, so it causes the whole thing to not be able to come to fruition. This is the secret of which Chazal implied at the end of Parshas Vayechi, that Yaakov Avinu, he wanted to be megalu saketz. He wanted to be megalu the ketz from the inyan of what was min alev el adibor. He wanted to give it a certain hisgalus, a certain chayfetz. And when he wanted to do that, it was nostalgic mimenu. This was a Kaddish Baruch Hu's way, at least one havan of this inyan, of liba lepuma logalia, that when something comes into a dibur, it makes that the satan makes a big kitrug against it. Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't want that Yaakov should be megal leketz min hamachshava el adibur. Because as soon as a person, he reveals a certain inyan into a dibur, now it's already in the world. So the satan can make a big kitrug against it. And it's an inyan in Bechlal and Avedis Hashem, like the Kedushas Levi is describing here. La'olam yaseh shalai lishma, shmei toich shalai lishma ba lishma. That if a person wants to be able to succeed in doing a mitzvah lishma, he can approach it in the beginning stages as shalai lishma. Even big tzaddikim, it could be that way. That's called the gishah, that the way you get to the moment of being able to do the mitzvah is through the avenue of shalai lishma. You will able to succeed in your chachma against the Yitzhahara. That if you use the avenue and that channel of Shalom Lishma, you'll be able to accomplish and get to that mitzvah of Lishma. And this is of which the Chazal tell us, the inyan of Gadol Avira Lishma, the mitzvah Shalom Lishma. That many times a person can have a kavana, that and this has to be for very big tzaddikim only, that if he has a kavana in his mind that he's about to go do an Avira, and that's called an Avira Lishma, that's called, that can even be greater than the mitzvah shalai lishma. That sometimes the mitzvah shalai lishma is able to take you to be able to do a mitzvah lishma. But there's a secret by tzaddikim that they have a way of being mefat to the Yitzhahara, that they concede to the Yitzhahara and they say, listen, I'm going to do an Avera now. And the Yitzhahara says, yeah, of course, if you're going to do an Avera, gazinta hey. That's called Gadol Avera Lishma, which is even greater than the mitzvah shalai lishma, that it can bring a person to do unbelievable mitzvahs. That a tzaddik has this eitz in his back pocket, that many times that he sees it as an ikuv, and he's able to make a mitzvah, or to say he's going to do, to tell the Yitzhahara he's going to do an Avera, the Shema, he's going to do an Avera, in order to get to a great place, be able to do what he needs to accomplish. Okay, you find by Pinchas. Chazal, that when Pinchas, that when he wanted to come to kill Zimri, the Gemara tells us that he approached the Machaneh Shimon, and he said to them, is this Avera only for Bnei Levi? Only for Bnei Shimon? Bnei Levi can't participate in such an Avera? So when they saw that he really wanted to do this Avera, so they let him in. And they said, of course, you can participate with us in this Avera also. And this allowed him to have access, to be able to get in and to be able to kill Zimri, which is a remez to the killing of the Yitzhahara. That when he said he was coming to do an Avera, and Pinchas, of course, was a very great tzaddik. So he was able to use this tool of G'dayla Avira Lishma. That his kavana was Lishma, but he said he was going to do an Avera. And they said, oh look, he's with us. And that allowed him in, and when he was in, he was able to cut down the Yitzhahara at its Shayosh. And with that, he was able to become, as B.C. Shalom, he became Mamish, the greatest. He was able to kill the Yitzhahara Mamish. He killed the Yitzhahara. And he stopped the Magefa, and he became Eliyahu, who never died. He was able to uproot his entire Shoresh of Nisa through this Eitz of Godel Aveira Lishma, that he used the avenue of I'm going to do an Aveira to be able to get into a very deep place, to be able to chop down the Yitzhahara. We find this inyan in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Sadi Hamabes. The Gemara here is describing the Maisa with Sancheiriv, his siege against Yerushalayim, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them all and all of his troops all in one swoop. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down Gavriel to wipe out the Machaneh of Sancheiriv. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, how did this occur? Of course, any member of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai has to awaken Tzodes HaTorah, a very deep way of Avodas Hashem. Listen to what he says, and you tell me. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Oso HaPerek, the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Melchama against Sancheiriv, Zman Bishal Peros Haya. It was the time of cooking the fruits. I mean that it was a time of the ripening of the fruits. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel, Hashem told Gavriel, Kisha ata yoitzi levashel peiros. When you go down into the world in order to ripen the fruits, apparently Gavriel is appointed on that. Maybe it was just a decoy. When you go down into the world to ripen the fruits, hazkeik lahem, make sure you take care of Sancheiriv also. Shenemar, midei avroi, that as you're going down, you should take them. Amar Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, Hainu da Ami Inshi. This is what the Velt says. Agav Orchach, on the side, like on the road, on the side of the road. Leval Devavach Ishtema. You should make Mechama against your enemy. So it seems this is mamash a parallel to the Maisa with the Rav Shitzer. Zman Bishal Peiros Haya is like when you're going into the kitchen. When they were peeling the potatoes and cooking the potatoes. That's when he was able to come down and to wipe out the army of Sancheiriv. When he wanted to teach the greatest secret in Sodas HaTorah, the Kavana B'Shas Misa, which means that at the time that the Malach HaMavis is coming to take you away, you say, I'm not being taken away by the Malach HaMavis. I'm going to die in Misas Neshika. I'm going to die from Hashem Yisbarach. That's really what it means, the secret of Shas Misa. How a person should prepare himself that he shouldn't die by the Cherev of the Malach HaMaves, but he should die in Misas Neshika. Which is like to wiping away of the Nekudas HaMisa Lagamre. Like Eliyahu Hanavi. Mi the Avrubo, like the passage of the Aveira, like it says over here. Mi the Avro, like the Derech of the Aveira, like as you're passing through. That's when you can give the greatest secrets over. Agav Urche. When the Yitzhahara is not margish, when you're about to do something very great, you have to disguise it. So that the Yitzhahara and the Satan can't be margish what you're doing. We find this a couple parashas ago. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sent down Michael, Gavriel, Raphael to do very great things to Avram and to Sarah. Whenever anything great is happening in the world, like we said before, it has to be agav orche. It has to be concealed. So Avraham Avinu invites them into the house. And as they're in the house, they say to him, Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, where's Sarah? That's just stam schmoozing, stam conversation. So Avram says, oh, you know where Sarah is? He needs oil. What does it mean she's in the oil? She's in the kitchen. Where was Sarah at the time? Hashem, Avram had just run in. Mari, Shleishtin, Kemachseldes, Lushivas, Egos, right? Peeling the potatoes. And it's goof at that time. But when they said, oh, where's Sarah? Passing by, he needs oil. Yeah, you know. Shtam, Shbuzim, Apakach. That's when they says, oh, coming again next year and you're going to have a child. That was the avenue that Yitzchak had to come into the world. Like Avram says, Al-Kena varitem al-Avdechem. Really, they were coming, you know, to be Mavakar Chayla. They were coming with excuses to come visit Avram. Yeah, Avram just had a bris. Hashem says, I'm coming down to be Mavakar Chayla to Avram Avinu. Right? Why Dafka, right after the bris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the opportunity of Hachnasas Orchim in order to come and to make this happen? Because it was all a disguise. Okay, we're going to bring down the Pamaya Shalayla to come be Mavakar Chayla. Not such a big deal. Okay, let them come down. Okay, good, good. And it was at that time that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was sneaking in. He was sneaking in the birth of Yitzchak into the world. Meet the everybody. Oh. She's in the kitchen. She's peeling potatoes. Oh, perfect. Now's the time to reveal Yitzchak into the world. And from that Maisa, the Malachim go down to stone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes down to stone too. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say before he goes down into stone, before the Malachim go down into stone? What does Hashem say? Hashem says, Erdana, let me go down. Chazal say that there was a woman who was the daughter of Lot, she was crying because she was being oppressed and she was murdered by the people in stone. What does Hashem say? Hashem says, Erdana, v'ereh haktzakasa, haba, v'eda, imloi. Hashem says, let me go down into stone to see what's going on over there. I hear there's a woman, she's crying, something, there's a problem down there. Let me go see what's going on with her. And this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to sneak himself, kivyachol, to sneak the malachim into stone. Sounds like there's a woman over there that she has some type of a problem. Well, let me go down and see what's going on over there. And once the malachim were down there, then they were able to eradicate the Yetzirah Shayrish, to take out stone. And that's why that ma'isa is juxtaposed with the whole ma'isa with Sarah. Hey, it's the Saminyan, which I have to go down, check it out a little bit, make the cloak, make the disguise, and once you're in, boom. Mamash from one ma'isa to the next. From Sarah to stone. This is the same thing which happened in Mitzrayim. On the night of Makas Bechoris, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu wiped out Mitzrayim forever, that he took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, doesn't say the Kodesh Baruch Hu went into Mitzrayim. He says, I'm going to make a big milchama against the Mitzrayim tonight. Hoo-hoo. Right? Doesn't say that. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, I want you to go into the kitchen and I want you to make matzahs and I want you to make Korban Pesach. Hashem gave them a mitzvah to be in the kitchen. You need to be cooking tonight. And Hashem says, V'yavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. I'm going to just be passing through. V'avarti means I'm going to be passing through. I'm just passing through Mitzrayim. Not a big deal. I'm just going to pass through here. No big deal. And as Hashem is passing through, he tells Moshe, V'hikesi b'chol b'tzorah eretz Yisrael. I'm going to take them out. As I'm passing through. But Hashem says, listen, why am I passing through? Because I'm coming to check on my people. They're working in the kitchen. Right? They're working in the kitchen. They're preparing the matzahs. They're preparing the Korban Pesach. They're cooking. It's Zman Pishul Peiris. And as Hashem is passing through the kitchen, so then, oh, that's when he wipes out Mitzrayim. Boom, takes him out. And that's why when Bnei Yisrael are leaving in Parshas Bishalach, Hashem says, listen, I can go a couple of ways. I can go the roundabout way, or I can go mamish through Derech Plishtim, which is the short way. But Hashem says, no, v'leinocha elohim Derech Eretz Plishtim. I'm not going to take them Derech Eretz Plishtim. Because they may see the Melchama head on, and if they take the Melchama head on, and you make a Melchama directly against the Yitzhahara, then you can't be Matsiach. Then you have a chance of losing. Because if you take the Yitzhahara straight on, the Yitzhahara says, I'm bigger than you. If you're going to fight me straight on, if you don't approach it, Agav Urche, then there's a way in the Vaidis Hashem that you're not going to miss. Hashem says, no, we can't do it that way. That's not the way that I do it. We go the roundabout way. Agav Urche, you fight against the Yitzhar. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, and Dav Zayin and Aleph, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi, there was a person in his shchuna who was mitzar him a lot. And the Gemara says that Bilam knew how to be machab in that rega of Hashem's kas. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says he would do the same thing. He took a tarnagol, he tied it to the bed, he stayed up all night, he waited for the hour to be able to be makalel this big Rasha, and he says that he fell asleep. And what does he say? Shma mina lav oirech ara lemevet hachi. This is not the way to do it, as it says, v'racham aval kol ma'asav. So what this means in Pnimius is that when you try to make a big hole, what to do? Like, oh, the moment is the moment I'm going to take out the Yitzhahara, I'm going to knock him down. My big enemy, I'm going to knock him down. I know exactly the time, I'm well prepared. That's when Yitzhahara has his way of putting you to sleep. And that's why he says, lav oirech ara. Oirech ara is like the opposite of the lashon of agav urche. There's oirech ara and there's agav urche. Oirech ara, which means derech eretz plishtim. That's called oirech ara. That's the targum of the word derech eretz. The derech eretz way to do it. That's not the way to do it. It's not oirech ara. It has to be agav urche. As you're passing through, that's when you knock it down. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says about three things which come behesach hadas. One is called an akrov, one is a metziah, and one is Mashiach. What that means, the Mashiach comes behesach hadas, one taich is that if a person wants to be megala, the nekudas Mashiach. Mashiach is that Nakuda which is able to knock off the enemy Lagamri, like Eliyahu Hanavi, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Mitzrayim, to wipe out the Yitzhahara from its shayrish. Has to be what's called Behesach Das. Because if you come with Das against Yitzhahara, you can be Matziach many times, but the Mamish take it out, it has to be what's called the Agav Urche. Behesach Das. It's like the Akrov. That there's a way of fighting the Mechama against Yitzhahara, like he fights against you, like all the Sfarim Taich, going back to the Baal Shem. That you should be able to know how to use the Yitzhahara's tactics against the Yitzhahara. Like we had in this past week's Pasha with Yaakov and Esav. That how was Yaakov able to take the brachas from Esav? Now he's able to take the brachas from Esav? He didn't take it like a big what to do. He didn't come in there. That wasn't the plan of Rivka to come in and say, I deserve the brachos. Right? I don't care if Esav is in the room. There's going to be a showdown against Esav. Yaakov versus Esav. He's going to come with the shtar. I bought the mamash took. I have the mechiru against him. He sold it to me, Yitzchak. It's not what happened. There had to be a distraction. Let Esav go into the field. Let him go far away. We dress up as Esav. You come in, you speak the brachos, and that was the end of Esav. He chopped off his head like that. Esav was gone forever. Esav let out a big cry like Shasmisa. He killed Esav at that moment. Spiritually, Esav was dead. But it was a whole plan. In the kitchen, you're making me food. Hey, go out and make me a korban Pesach. As Yaakov was passing through the kitchen, as he was feeding, Yitzchak was sitting at the dining room table. He was preparing himself for the heir of Pesach Suda, he puts it down, B'shas Bishal Peros. That's when Yaakov comes in, he sneaks in, he gets the brachas, and he's out of there. Agav Urche. It's passing through. It was just passing through the kitchen, and boom, took it, and that was it. And that was Moshe's plan. That he said to the Melech Edom, he said, let me just pass through your land. Derech HaMelech Nelech. And Melech Edom says, no. Not going to have any of that. Nobody be passing through my land. Nothing like that. Know your tricks. In Sahara, we have to go, a person has to be able to go B'mirma. The Chazal say, La'olam Yaseh. Ya'arum b'yira, Chazal say. A person has to have the arma of the nachash. V'nachash ha'ya'arum. There's a certain cleverness. That a person has to be with cleverness. He has to be a chacham. He has to be go ba'arma. Lakav yachab b'mirma. Targum says b'chuchmasa. He took it with chachma. Like the whole plan of taking the afikoyimin. The whole inyan of gnevas afikoyimin. Like the Sfarim say, b'mirma is gematria afikoyimin. That Erev Pesach, that passing through. That just like when we're passing through the kitchen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he passed through Mitzrayim, through the kitchen. This is the whole inyan of Yosef also passing through the Sarat HaBachim. That Potiphar was the Sarat HaBachim. That Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, derech the Sarat HaBachim, to be able to wipe out Paro from its sheresh. And this is the Inyan of Ner Chanukah also. The Inyan of Ner Chanukah is that you put it by the Pesach Habayis, like when you're passing into the home, like when you're just crossing, when you're just coming in. That's what the Gemara says, that if a person can't put it at the Pesach Habayis, he should put it on the Shulchan. You should put it on the Shulchan. Manichu ha-Shulchan o-Vedayo. Just put the Ner Chanukah on the Shulchan, that's it. The Shulchan is the place where you eat. That's the makam of the Bishul Peres. You put the Menorah, which is the Or, which is the Or Yishol Mashiach, which is going to wipe him out. You put it on the Shulchan as if to say, just like that, just like Agav Urcha, as you're passing in. That's when you take out the Yitzhara. Certain Chachma. To sneak in that light. That's what we find also by the Nes of Chanukah, that the whole thing was very similar to the Ma'aseh of Eliyahu, that Yochanan and the Chashmonaim, if you take a look at Megillas Antiochus, that the way that they were able to kill the whole revolt began with the same Ma'aseh. That he came in with a sword which is hidden behind his back, and he came in and he chopped him down as if he was coming to. It was a sneak. Quarterback sneak, call it, right? It's able to chop him down. So it's right when you're by the end zone, that's the best place for the quarterback sneak, right? Right when you're at the end, and they think that you're going to make a big play to the running back, to the wide receiver, this and that, and the quarterback, he sneaks in. And he wins the game, and he gets the touchdown. Right when you're at the finish line, there has to be a sneak many times. You're going to chop it down the gamre. That's the pshat which we say, La'eis tochin ma'beach mitzah ha'manabeach. At the time of Tochin Mateach, at the time of Bishul Peres, when you're setting up the Mateach, Mitzar HaMenabeach, Oz Egmor, that's when you can finish off the job, and that's called Chanukas HaMizbeach. The Mizbeach is the place where you, it's like the Mateach, the Mizbeach is the place where you, that's the Shulchan, that's the Makom, that's the place where you chop down the Yitzhara. Oz Egmor, you're going to finish off the job. You finish off the job, that's called Eis Tochin Mateach, when you're preparing in the kitchen. At the times, that's why you find in the Gemara that the tzaddikim that they were makpin on hachanas for Erev Shabbos, they prepared Erev Shabbos. They make certain hachanas on Erev Shabbos. It's the very beginning by tzaddikim. There was like a way for them to come into Shabbos was through like hachanas on Erev Shabbos, preparing the fish, preparing the this, preparing the that. But there's an avodah called tochim apeach, that's called az egmor. They're able to chop down the Yitzhara before Shabbos and they're able to come into Shabbos that way. Enter in that way. That's why it's interesting, if you take the gematria, Tochin Matbeach, it's the gematria Chanukah Samizbeach with the koilo. That's why it's called Oz Egmor with the koilo. It's gematria Chanukah Samizbeach. That's why Chanukah is called Eis Tochin Matbeach. That's why there's an inyan of cooking latkes. At the time of the Halakas Neiris, right? Not at the time, but there's that smichas. But that's why Chazal say that at the time when you're lighting the Neir is Chanukah, time of Neir is Chanukah, that even though it's called the Zman of Bitul Malacha for the Isha, that the two things go hand in hand. Even things which she's preparing in the kitchen, b'chulei. That's called Leis Tochin Matbeach Mitzar HaMenabeach Az Egmar Mishar Mizmar Chanukah Samizbeach. That Shira which we sing by Chanukah, which is the Shira de la Asalavai, a Shia which is called Chanukah Samizbeach, the finale, the finishing off the Yitzhara, that it's associated with a certain Arma, with a certain Mirma, the Inyan of Zman Bishul Peres, which is able to decimate the Yitzhara. We should be Zeichet to that, to be able to see that Az Egmor, that Mizmah Shir Chanukah Samizbeach, be a Spayel Tzedek Me'er V'Minu Amen.